Thank you, Mr. Vice President. And Barbados joins in expressing our deepest sympathies to all those who lost loved ones due to the horrific attack in Manchester on Tuesday evening. To those who have suffered injuries, we wish speedy recoveries. We thank all those who have been called on to provide relief at this time and recognize once more the important role healthcare workers play during these emergencies. Sincere congratulations and thank you to DG Emeritus Dr. Margaret Chan for the dedication and hard work she has put in over the last decade as Director General of the World Health Organization. Her term has coincided with a most challenging period in the history of world affairs. During her address, Dr. Chan has accurately chronicled these vital issues, especially as it relates to non-communicable diseases, WHO's health emergency program, a renewed primary health care thrust, practical guidance on the finance of health care, and the inclusion of universal health coverage as a core element of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and how they have nurtured an enabling environment which sets the tone for the reorientation of our health systems within a framework of sustainable development. This has been a very special meeting of WHO. Yesterday, we elected Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as the new Director General of WHO. Barbados and the rest of CARICOM joins in congratulating Dr. Tedros most sincerely and recognizes, of course, the quality of the other candidates, Dr. Nishtar and Dr. Nabarro. Barbados and CARICOM look forward to being able to streamline our healthcare program using special resources, which we hope will become available to us. It has been stated that one of the most impressive features of developed societies has been the remarkable advance in human health. Governments now recognize its importance as a contributor to and as an indicator of sustainable development, maintaining and improving the quality of life for all citizens. Our people's well-being must become one of the critical measurements of our nation's development. Barbados's provision of comprehensive health services funded by general taxation has enabled citizens and permanent residents to have universal access to free health care at the point of service delivery. The government of Barbados has laid the foundation for development by adopting social and economic policies to guarantee equal opportunity to all citizens. Within recent decades, however, the changing global and domestic economic situation, as well as the demographic and epidemiological profiles of Barbados, have impacted on the demand for and supply of healthcare services. The national health profile is characterized by good maternal and child mortality indicators, a rapidly aging population with average life expectancy of 75 years, and an increasing prevalence of non-communicable diseases. Barbados's health sector priorities include the provision of prevention, promotion, treatment, and rehabilitation services to address the occurrence of communicable diseases, non-communicable diseases, mental ill health, injuries, and HIV and AIDS, as well as the provision of maternal and child care and other family health services. It has developed a strong legislative and administrative framework for the management of hazards and risks, both natural and man-made, to prevent and mitigate against disasters. The Barbados National Chronic Non-Communicable Disease Commission drafted the Barbados Strategic Plan for the Prevention and Control of Chronic Non-Communicable Diseases 2014-2019. This plan recognizes the vital role of other ministries of government, of civil society, and the private sector play in reducing the risk factors for the occurrence of NCDs. Our National HIV AIDS Commission prepared a national strategic plan for HIV prevention and control 2014-2020. Our highly acclaimed program is now enhanced by universal access to antiretroviral therapy, which has significantly reduced mortality and mother-to-child transmission and improved quality of life. From 2016, there has been a policy decision to implement HIV Treat All Initiative. This initiative allows all HIV-positive persons to get on treatment regardless of their CD4 count and will be critical in helping Barbados to achieve and sustain the ambitious UNAIDS 90-90 target. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.